I want to thank all the Heligya sponsors. Everybody worked so hard for this night. And I don't want anybody to have Chalila, the slightest Chalisa Sadas about the Sukkah. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us here together right now in this place at this moment. In the Beis HaMedrash, it's the Yahrzeit of Rebbe Nachman Zichrono Livracha. In the Sefer Amidos, Rebbe Nachman says, Ayidei Simcha Shal Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesakech Alav. Ayidei Simcha Shal Mitzvah, when Yidden get together for a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Ve'ein Simcha Shal Mitzvah, G'day L'Mizu. When Jews get together for a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesakech Alav. The Baruch Shalom Kivyochel himself is the Schach. So each and every one of us right now can feel that Rebbeinu Shlom Kivyochel himself is Mesakech Aleinu, is the Schach. And we're sitting in a Sukkah Sholom. What Yaakov said, and I want to give also to Yaakov, the biggest Yashar Koach, what he, day and night, for months, is living with this. A big Yashar Koach to Yaakov Zolden and the whole Chevra. But what Yaakov said about this being a show of Achdus, Reb Yossi and I, it's what we need, of Achdus. It's Echad, not Achdus. There's a difference between Echad and Achdus. And between our Kehillas, it's not an need of Achdus. Achdus is a way of talking when you have somebody from Yannisville and he comes over here and we try to show that we get along with each other. So there's an need of Achdus. It's a lotion that's used not always in the holiest way. But when you have a husband or wife, you don't say achdus. When you have parents and children, and when you have the closest and deepest friendship, you don't say it's achdus, it's echa. It's echa. It's mamish v'hoi l'bosa echa. That's how it is over here. And because of that, I want to thank the chevra from Mevakshe Hashem that I've been dreaming of this ever since the first conversation that Rabbi Yossi and I had. The whole simcha is masim chaseinu. We were singing at the beginning with Joey sang beautifully. It's yismach leiv Mevakshe Hashem. This whole time is in the need of Esponecha Hashem Avakesh. Yismach Le Mevakesh Hashem. It's all simcha. How can we have a simcha without this bikus, this longing, this desire that we share with our kehillas and the chevra from Thank You Hashem? Also watching the birth of this wonderful, wonderful mahapecha that's been taking place over these years. And all of us are one family. It's not in need of achdus here. It's echa. And Mr. Hashem, We should be zoicha to sit together in Yerushalayim and to fabrang together, and you're going to see that it's going to be soon, and we're going to be able to be together there because of mamash. Amen. I'm going to speak a little bit, and then we'll have a few nigunim, and then Rabbi Yossi is going to speak. The feelings that I have being together with Rabbi Yossi for this is almost Chemdas Libi, Ahavas Nafshi, from the time that he was a child. There's a certain kesher that we have, Baruch Hashem. And I didn't know when it was going to be, when it was going to materialize in such a way. But Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'yigeron l'zman hazeh. That's a big amen. That's going to be Mashiach, that amen. Also, all of the chevra from Eish Kodesh, especially Rabbi Levin, and special, such a cover for us to have the Chol Shiv Rabban Morai here, my Yedidim, my friends of all of us here. All of our kehillas want the same thing. So let me share a few words, something that I was thinking about a little bit. There's a Medrash Pliya. It's brought down in many sforim. L'niskara daita shel Iyov, that Iyov couldn't come to himself. Ad shiro, until he saw the drosh of Chazal, sukkas, that the shir of the sukkah, ishtait fonois, nafil tefach echad, the two walls of the sukkah, and a tefach, the minimum shir of a sukkah, Sheva Tvachim, Al Sheva Tvachim, Begoiva, Al Sheva Tvachim. And only when Eev saw the shear of a sukkah, Chazal tells us when he saw the minimum shear of a sukkah, only then was he able to come back to himself after he went through. When his kara daita shel Eev, until he saw this drasha, until he heard these words of the minimum shear of a sukkah. And if that brought Eev back to life, it means that you and I need that as well. And we were just singing this a few minutes ago. I never heard the Baditchla's Nigan put to words. But I'm going to explain those words that it was put to. It's not the original, of course. There aren't any words. And without words, it's much, much, much higher than the words with the words. But let's talk for a few minutes about those words. Everybody knows the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that there was a person who came to Shammai HaZaken and he said, Gairani, I want you to convert me, Amanash Shtalamdeini Kalatara, on the condition that you teach me Kalatara Kula Shani Oimad Aragalachas. Well, I'm standing on one foot. He asked Shammai to teach him all of Torah, to give over to him all of Yiddishkeit, Shani Oimad Aragalachas. And the Gemara says that Shammai took an Amas HaBinyan, they were building something, and he took a beam from the building that was being constructed, and Dachvoi ba'Amas HaBinyan, and he pushed this person away, he gave him some sort of a clap, with the Amas HaBinyan, with this beam of the building. And then of course he went to Hillel HaZaken, and Hillel told him, Madalach Sani, what you hate for yourself, what you don't like being done to you, you shouldn't do it to somebody else. Idach Perusha, the rest is a commentary, Zil Gemar, go learn the rest. And he entered into the world of Knesset Yisrael. So what is this? Dachvoi ba'amas ha'binyan? What is this that Shammai drove him away with the Amas ha'binyan? What does that mean? So the Toldos, Schus Yigalina, brings in a number of places from the Hilke Baal Shem, Schus Yigalina. It's a limud that I'm sure that all of you know. That the Amas HaBinyan, the beam of the building, means that this world is the building. And the Amas HaBinyan means that there are the 7 days and 7 nights, the 7 midas with which Hashem has created this world. And this world was created in such a way of Yayim Belaila, of Ur and Chayshech, of Halias and of Yeridas. And those are the 7 days of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, the 7 days of the Amas HaBinyan of how this world is built. And this person came to Shammai HaZaken, and he wanted to be a Jew. But he wanted to be a Jew in such a way that the tzaddik would guarantee him that he would be able to be oimed al regel achas. He wanted to be a Jew that would never have any nefilas. He wanted to be a Jew that would never ever go through New York Tafshin Pei Beis. He wanted to be a Jew who would never go to an office, what goes on in an office, or have to deal with the nisyonos of all that's out there in Toshin Pei Beis. He wanted to be a Jew, k'sha'oymer ha'regel achas, that everything should be clear, everything should be good, all my children should be just right, my wife should always greet me at the door with the biggest smile, all my learning should be gevaldik, everything in my life will go that way. And so many Balei Tshuva come into the world of Kedusha with those hopes and expectations. And you hear Shammai HaZaken coming after you, chasing you with that board and telling you, get out of here. What do you think this is? The Baruch Shalom is Boina Elamos HaMachriv, and the Baruch Shalom built the world, destroyed the world, built the world, destroyed the world. The world has 7 days. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. And a day consists of Or and Choshech, of light and darkness, of Elias and Yerides. That's how the Baruch Shalom built the world, that's how he fears the world, and that's how he runs the world. And there's no such thing that a person can be Oyim al Regal Achas. There's no such thing as a person, even the greatest person, that would never ever fall, that would never fail, that would never stumble. The world is a world of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. So Shammai told him, my friend, you're dreaming. There is no such Yiddishkeit, there is no such world. The world is a world, the Amos Abinyan, this world is built in a way of Bano Eidlamas Makhrivan, of building, destroying, and building again, and falling down and getting up, and falling down and getting up. That's how the world was built. So then this person went to Hillel HaZaken, and Hillel's Rosh HaTeva said, right for this way life. And Hillel HaZaken didn't push him away. The emes is that Shammai and Hillel are not arguing. They're not disagreeing. Not going now into the Mahalach of Hillel, the whole sugya of Ahav Doracha Kamoich, what that means, one should learn the Echmas Fesech of the Tzemach Tzedek carefully to understand what that is, how that's a Pesach into Kol HaTorah Kula. But Hillel, whose name is Harei Filishri Leiv, the whole side of the Baal Hilula of Rabbi Nachman Susilin, who was this refuah. And what's the refuah of the Tzadikim? Of Hillel HaZaken, of Rabbi Nachman Susilin, and all the Tzadikim. So Hillel says, Madalachsni, what you don't want, what you don't want done for yourself, don't expect of others. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught and is brought down and told this in other Svarim, that Hillel HaZaken told this fellow, listen, why do you think you were awakened, your heart was aroused all of a sudden to become a Jew? You were sitting in the lowest, lowest place on earth. You were sitting in the most disgusting, disgusting cesspool in this world. And what brought you around? What was Ma'ira you out of nowhere? What gave you that hisaris? And the answer is, the Baal Shem Tov taught because, and this is what Hillel was saying, because there was a Yid someplace who was lying flat on his back. He was in that place of Sheva Yipol Tzadik. He got a big smack with Amos Abinyan, with the beam of Shammai, and he was lying on his back. He couldn't bring himself to go to shul. He couldn't bring himself to look at his wife, to look at his kids. He couldn't bring himself to say a word of davening, a word of Torah. And then what happened? Somehow, in some way, he heard the chizik of the Tzadik. Somehow he heard a niggin, he heard the chizik of the tzaddik, he heard the bedichshavas niggin, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. And he looked at the shir of the sukkah, and the shir of the sukkah is sheva al sheva tvachim, the minimum shir of the sukkah is 7x7 tvachim, begoy v'asar, that's the shvina, but sheva al sheva, 7x7, means like Reb Tzadik says in Sikkur Zetzadi, good base. Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Lamed Aleph. There's a din, there's machloikis, how, in what way, whether the stars have to be Gedolim, Ktanim, Beninim, but Mashahu, one has to be able to see the stars through the Schach, nachon? Somehow, in some way. In New York, you can't see anything. But if you're in the country someplace, you can see stars. But you have to be able to see twinkle, twinkle, little star through some crack in that darkness of your life. You have to be able to see that twinkling star. Without that, you can't get up. It's yipol, the yipol, the yipol. And Hashem has made the world in such a way that the sukkah, that even though a person is lying in his bed, Reb Tzadik says that a person has to be able to see a little bit of Hashem's light. And through that little bit of Hashem's wink and the twinkle of those stars, that Jew who's lying on his back is able to look up from that place and to believe that my mother has never left me. The Shechina Kadosh is Mesach Chalbanez. She's hovering over me. She's rooting for me. She's cheering for me. She's giving me the chizik to get up from this place that I'm in, this place of darkness. So Hillel HaZaken was saying that because there was a Jew someplace in the world who you might not ever meet, maybe when Mashiach comes, you'll meet this Jew who was lying on his back, and he looked up through the darkness and he saw that star, that word of chizik from Rabbi Nachman, from Etzadik, a niggin from Etzadik, and he pulled himself up from that cesspool of his life. He pulled himself up and he became a Mavakesh Hashem. And he said, thank you to Rabbi Shlomo. And it ignited with him and they carried the shafire to start again. And he looked at the walls, those tiny little walls of his tiny little sukkah, and it was 7x7. Well, this Kairadaitl Shiliyev, that Eev couldn't come to himself until he saw the Sheva al Sheva, the 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, and the Shechina HaKadosh hovering over his head. And the 7x7 means there are 7 nights, but there are 7 days. And Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam, and the Shechina HaKadosh, the Shechina herself, our mother who is standing over us, everybody knows that the 2 Defanos and the Tefach that Ari HaKadosh revealed to us is the Inyan of the Chibuk Yiminai Tichat Keini. It's Hashem Yisbarach embracing, it's the Shechina, it's our mother holding us. That's one Daifan. This is the other wall. And the Mashu is the Tefach of the mother that's giving a child a hug. And the only difference between yourselves and Jews who are running around and are not in some sort of a Fabrangan right now is because for some reason they haven't yet felt that embrace, they haven't felt that hug. Ashreinu, Ashreinu. That all of us are zoicha with everything that we've been through. That all of us are zoicha to feel that embrace, that hug, that encouragement through the words of the tzaddikim. And because of that, we're able to see through the schach, through the ceiling that's covering, that's separating. We're able to see a crack, and we're able to see a star. And we're able to see Hashem Yisbarach smiling, and Mother encouraging us, the Shechina saying, to come back. I never let go of you. Every Torah in the Sod Yisroel from the Heilige Rezina, there's no time now. Every Torah, when he speaks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Makkah B'chol, the playing of the flute, that song that comes out through the openings, through the cracks, the 7 octaves of the niggun, the 7 holes in the flute, and the sounds that come up through a Jew who's struggling in that feeling of emptiness, of the void, of the cholol, and that instrument is called the chalil, and all the nigunim that are played by Jews, the nigunim of Joey and other tzaddikim like Joey and the Chaveirim, and all these balanagina of Kedusha, who are singing songs that reach all of us who are living through the who are living in the Chol HaPanui, in the emptiness of Tavshin Pei Beis, and the song of the Chalil, of the flute, of the Cholol as Makkah, gives us a clap on our hearts and wakes us up to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam, to tell us that we can return, and it's never too late. It's never ever too late. And the Hashem Yisbarach never gave up on us. You know, Rabbi Nachman had very heilige relatives, you know that. So he had a Feta Baruch. Who was the Feta Baruch? Who was the Feta Baruch? The Rabbi Baruch Meshmas is Lucy Elaine. The Feta Baruch. You know, the Rabbi Nachman told the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tani, when the Baal Tani came, was coming out. So the Baal Tani stopped by. After he was in prison, he went by and he saw, and Rabbi Nachman made a holy yontif, everybody dressed in Shabbos clothing to greet the Sarah Lof from the Sarah Torah, the Baal HaTanya. And you know that the Alter Rebbe came to Rabbi Nachman, and they were together, two tzaddikim, was unbelievable. How Mashiach didn't come when those two tzaddikim were together, I don't know, I don't understand. But they were together. And you know that the Baal HaTanya wanted that there should be shalom with, there was a whole inyan with the Rebbe of Baruch Meshbitz. And Rabbi Nachman said to him, you were in Petersburg, in St. Petersburg, that's where the Baal Tani was in jail. St. Petersburg is nothing like the Feta Baruch. Petterburg and Feta Baruch, my Feta Baruch is a strong person, the Feta Baruch. Sadi Gesardal and the Rebbe Baruch Meshvitzim. Schussi Elayim. And I once told the Chevy here in Shul HaMaisa that the Rebbe Baruch Meshvitzim, the Rebbe Baruch Meshvitzim said a short time before his nifter, he said, "What's going to be with me? I'm going to go to Gan Eden. It's not shayach that a person like me would be allowed into such a place with all the tzaddikim. It's not shayach that they're going to allow me in to Gan Eden. It can't be a person like myself." And then he said terrible things about himself. "It can't be that they're going to let Baruch from Meshvitz into Gan Eden. So I'm hoping that maybe they won't send me right away to the other place. So while I'm sitting outside of Gan Eden, because they're never going to let a guy like me in, so while I'm sitting outside of Gan Eden, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with the time that I have over there? I'm going to say Kibbutz Tehillim. I'm going to say Tehillim." And the Rebbe Baruch said, "You know that I have a certain way of saying Tehillim, a certain niggun. The way that I say Tehillim, and I'm going to begin saying Tehillim. And that sound of my Tehillim is going to be heard in Gan Eden. And David HaMelech, all the way inside Gan Eden, David HaMelech is going to be sitting, and David HaMelech is going to hear my Tehillim. And he's going to wonder, how could it be that from such a miserable person like Baruch from Meshbiz could come forth such a niggun, could come such a song to say my Tehillim with such a niggun. How could there be such a thing?" And David HaMelech is going to leave Gan Eden to come and sit with me on a bench outside the gate of Gan Eden to sing together with me some Tehillim. And if David HaMelech comes out from Gan Eden, then who's going to stay in Gan Eden? And all the tzaddikim start to come out. And all the tzaddikim will come out from Gan Eden, and we're all going to fabrik together outside Gan Eden. And after a minute, if I'm inside or outside, with all the tzaddikim, we'll make a Gan Eden outside of the gates of Gan Eden. So we'll make a Gan Eden over here. And after a minute. However, that's the story of our lives, you understand? Is it possible to make a Gan Eden for now, while living through these last few years in this Gehenna? And to make a Gan Eden, we're trying to do that. We're trying to do that. We're trying to sing. We're trying to daven. We're trying to get up and to see those stars and to pick ourselves up, and we're trying to be mizdabik to good Jews and to tzaddikim and to learn and to daven and to show our children that there's a bari olam, that there's a bari olam, that He loves us. He loves us. And all the harsh words that many of us heard when we were younger, all of that is finished. It's done. There's nothing like that. It's all now. Only the Baruch Shalom's Yemina Techavkeini, Techavkeini, Chibukim, Chibukim. To feel that Chibuk. And to make a Gan Eden with all the tzaddikim, if we have to, outside of Gan Eden. Until finally the gates will open up and we'll be brought in. So in the end, I want to share with you, Matzi Yom Kippur was the eyesight of the tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rabbi Moshe Freund. Zecher tzaddik l'shem bracha. And there are certain stories, I thought they were all his stories, turns out that from his Beis HaMedrash, there were stories that were told 68 Sipurim. That since Rabbi Nachman's stories, I never saw such stories. Each one is a few sentences. And you have to sit and mamish, learn them, and try to understand each story. So I shared this one with the Chevra here in Shul a couple of years ago. Let me end with this. Some Ayisiv, a Jew, who heard that there's such a thing that there are 36 hidden tzaddikim nistar, and the whole world is Oymer Aleihem, and the whole world is standing on these 36 hidden tzaddikim. So this Jew said, "Eilech ve'eremayin yon. Let me go find out what's their inyan. Who are they? What is this? Who are these people? What's their inyan?" And he went around the whole world looking for these hidden tzaddikim. He went everywhere asking, do you know if there are 36 in Tzaddikim? Everybody, everywhere he went, people said, we don't know what you're talking about. And he slept and he went all over the world. And one time he saw one of these Jews, these Nistarim, these hidden Jews. And he saw that this Jew was working on building a building like the Amos Abinu Shammai Azokin. He saw that he was trying to put up some building. And every time the building was going well, it was smashed down in Hashemayim. The building was broken. He was working so hard to build something beautiful. And somehow something happened, and all that he worked so hard to build was crushed, was broken. And he took the Amos HaBinyin, and he started to build again. And it was knocked down in Hashemayim, this building. And this happened, it repeated itself many times. And this Jew who came looking for the hidden tzaddik couldn't gaze upon him anymore. He was so embarrassed to look at such a tzaddik. And he left there and he went to his home. Because then he understood that a tzaddik nister doesn't mean a tzaddik who is hidden. It means a tzaddik who is destroyed and picks himself up. Because the word nister means like soysa amanas luvnais. It means a person who is broken, who is destroyed. A tzaddik nister. That's who we are. Tzaddikim nistarim. Tzaddikim nistarim. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The Amos HaBinyin doesn't scare us. Over and over, chalila, chalila, again and again and again. As long as it takes. And we're going to keep on singing the Nigunim outside of Gan Eden until David Melech sits down with us, and Rabbi Baruch Medjugorje, and Rabbi Nachum, and the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh, Chassam Seif, and all the Tzaddikim are going to sit with us and to sing Nigunim until that day when the doors will open up. And the Baruch Shem will show us, like the Rebbe of Gershon Hanech explains, that there wasn't one scream, there wasn't one cry. That's the Simcha of the Simcha's Beis Shoev. There wasn't one tefillah, there wasn't one krechza cry that Hashem Yisbarach ignored ever, ever, ever. He listened to every single krechz, every cry. And on that day, finally, it'll be kum, Suleis Yisrael will get up and will never fall down again. And Arachim, and Yokim, and Sukkas, David, and Afelis, Gula Hashem, Amitis, and Hevim, and Amen, and Amen.